Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an Amen style break loop and turn it into what I call an Amen style pad, a busy, rolling foundation that feels tight and modern, but still has that vintage soul and movement. We'll do this in Ableton Live 12 using beginner-friendly moves and stock devices only. By the end, you'll have a clean 4-bar loop around 172 BPM, plus a simple 2-layer setup, one layer for character and motion, and one layer for punch and consistency. Alright, let's set the scene. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for drum and bass rollers, and it'll help you hear timing problems quickly. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one Break Pad. Name the second one Punch Layer. Even if you're not sure what to do yet, labeling early keeps your brain organized later. Before we touch any effects, quick coaching note. The goal is not perfect. The goal is controlled. In drum and bass, you want the big hits to land confidently, while the little ghost notes stay a bit human and messy. That contrast is literally the vibe. Step 1. Choose a break and prep it. Drop an Amen-ish loop onto the Break Pad track. It can be 1 bar, 2 bars, or 4 bars. If you have a 4-bar break, great. If not, we'll still build a 4-bar musical loop out of it. Double-click the clip so you see clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose beats. This is beginner safe, because it keeps transients punchy instead of smearing everything like a time-stretched ambient pad. Inside beats mode, set preserve to transients. Set the transient loop mode to forward. Then bring the envelope up to somewhere around 70 to 90. Higher envelope generally tightens and shortens tails, which helps at 172 BPM, where everything is moving fast. Now let's make the loop cycle cleanly without killing the groove. Turn loop on, and set the loop length to 4 bars. 4 bars is classic DNB phrasing, and it's long enough to feel like a bed rather than a 1-bar repeat. Now find the true downbeat. Zoom into the very first strong kick transient. When you're close enough to see the waveform clearly, right-click near that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. This is a big deal. If your 1.1.1 is wrong, everything you do later feels weird, even if it's technically on the grid. Now, use warp markers sparingly. If the break drifts, add a marker at the start of bar 1, and maybe another around bar 3. That's it for now. Don't place warp markers on every hit. That's how you get that robotic, plastic break sound where all the swing disappears. Micro-tightening tip. If the break feels a tiny bit late or early as a whole, nudge the clip start by a few milliseconds instead of over-warping. Think of warp markers like surgery, not makeup. Now we're going to switch into the workflow that makes Amen style editing easy. Slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, choose Transients. Preset can be the built-in default. Now you've got a drum rack, where each slice of the break is mapped to a pad. And this is where the edit power really begins. Instead of fighting warp markers, you can program the groove like drums. Next, let's program the backbone, a tight, rolling, two-step-ish pattern that still has Amen movement. Create a MIDI clip on the sliced track. Make it 1 or 2 bars to start. 2 bars gives you space for variation, but 1 bar is fine if you're keeping it simple. Start with the anchors. Put snare-like slices on beats 2 and 4. Those are your Do Not Mess With Me hits. Keep them consistent. Then place a kick-ish slice on beat 1. If you want more drive, add an extra kick-ish hit around the end of 2, or somewhere leading into the second snare. But don't overdo it yet. We're building a foundation. Now add the soul. Ghost notes. Sprinkle small hat and shuffle slices between the snares. Add a little drag before a snare sometimes, but do it the smart way. Don't shift the main snare. Keep the snare stable and add a quiet pre-snare slice a 16th or a 32nd before it. Beginner groove rule to live by. Keep the snares consistent, and let the ghost notes be messy. That's how you get vintage attitude without losing modern control. And here's a huge detail that beginners often skip. Microcontrast is not only timing, it's velocity. Open the MIDI velocities. Pull ghost notes down until they barely speak, often somewhere around 20 to 50 velocity. Keep the main snare slices more consistent and stronger. This alone can make your break feel mixed even before effects. Now, before we slam on processing, do a quick level check. Get your levels right before you process. Aim for your break or your break group. If you're grouping, peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS before your glue stage. If it's too quiet, you'll end up compressing and saturating too hard just to hear it. And that's where harsh hats and crunchy fatigue comes from. Now let's add modern punch to the Break Pad sound. Whether you're processing the original Break Pad audio track or the sliced rack output, the chain is the same vibe. We'll go EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator. First, EQ8, add a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 30 to 40 Hz to remove subrumble. And here's a coach move, consider pushing that even higher, like 50 to 90 Hz. If your brake is fighting your bass line or your punch kick, treat the brake like tops and mid, not full drums. If the brake feels boxy, gently cut 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs bite, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. But be careful, that's also where harshness lives. Next, drum bus. This is your modern punch tool. Set drive around 5 to 15% to taste. Crunch stays subtle, maybe 0 to 10%, because we want vintage grit, not fizzy sandpaper. Boom. Use it carefully, 0 to 10%. If you do use it, set the frequency around 50 to 80 Hz and make sure you're not stepping on your sub. In most modern DNB, the bass owns the real sub territory. Now, transients, set this somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. This is the forward knob. If suddenly your hats feel too pokey, use damp to calm the top down. Next, glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds so transients can punch through. Release can be auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not 10, not squashed, just glued. And when you use makeup gain, match loudness. Don't let it trick you into thinking louder equals better. Now, saturator for vintage soul. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then reduce the output so it's roughly the same loudness as bypassed. Again, A and B checks only work if levels are matched. At this point your brake should feel tighter and more controlled, but still alive. If it feels dead, you probably over-tightened with warping, or you're crushing the transient and tails too much. Now we're going to build the second layer. Punch layer. On the punch layer track, load a drum rack. Pick a tight, short DNB kick. Then pick a snare that has a solid body around 180 to 220 Hz, plus crack around 4 to 7 kHz. Program a basic DNB pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Optionally add a little extra kick before the second snare for rolling energy, but keep it tasteful. Process this layer lightly. This layer is the suit and tie. Add EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz. Tame harsh highs if needed. Add a compressor only if it's inconsistent, and keep it subtle, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Now blend brake pad and punch layer together. Important expansion note, do a quick phase and timing reality check when layering. Zoom into a snare hit in arrangement view, and look at the waveforms of both layers. If the peaks don't line up, the snare can actually lose impact even if both tracks are loud. Instead of warping the brake again, use track delay on the punch layer to nudge it by a few samples or a tiny number of milliseconds, until the snare hits together. This is one of those invisible fixes that makes everything suddenly sound pro. Now, let's padify the brake. The goal is continuous energy, like a moving bed, without washing out your transients. Create a return track called Brake AIR. On that return, add hybrid reverb. Choose an algorithmic small or medium room. Set decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't instantly smear the transient. Then filter the reverb, either inside the reverb or with EQ after it. Add EQ8 after the reverb and high-pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz. That keeps low end tight. If the reverb gets splashy, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Now send the brake PAD to brake IR subtly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. You should miss it when it's gone, but not notice it shouting when it's on. Optional but super useful, sidechain the ambient so it ducks out of the way of the snare. Put a compressor after the reverb on the return. Enable sidechain and listen to the punch layer snare or your drum group. Set a medium fast attack and medium release, and aim for a few dB of reduction when the snare hits. Now the room steps back on impact, and your drums stay clear while still feeling washy. Now let's keep the groove vintage without losing tightness. If you're using sliced MIDI, select only the ghost notes, not the main snares. Open the groove pool, choose an MPC style groove or any swing groove and apply it lightly, around 10 to 25%. Leave the snares mostly straight. That's your anchor. This is how you get that late-hat, early ghost vibe, while the track still hits like modern DNB. Quick checks that actually reveal problems. Do a mono check. Put utility on your drum group and set width to 0%. If your groove collapses or the hats disappear, your ambience is too wide or facey, then do a low volume check. Monitor quietly. If the groove stops feeling forward, either your punch layer is too soft, or your transient shaping is too aggressive and you shaved off the life. Now arrange it like Riddle Deed NB so it rolls in a track. Make a quick 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the brake pad with a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Let the brake IR reverb be it a bit more present here. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Gradually open the highs. Add a small fill every 4 bars. Bars 17 to 32. Drop. Full brake pad plus punch layer. Add one or two variations. Here are a few easy variation ideas that give jungle energy without rewriting everything. Duplicate your 4-bar loop and only change bar 4. Swap one snare slice for a different snare slice, or replace a hat run with a tom or ride fragment. Add an amen style turnaround fill in the last half bar. In bar 4 beat 4, squeeze in 2 to 4 quick slices. Keep them short and maybe slightly filtered. And one subtle signature move. Pick one stabby slice and pitch it down 1 to 3 semitones in simpler, then use it once per 4 bars. Classic impact trick. Right before bar 17, do a tiny choke. Cut the break for an eighth or a quarter beat, but let the reverb return keep ringing. It hits hard and still feels continuous.